The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn. I'm here with Carlene Higgins. Hey, Carlene.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. You know, good. I'm so excited for today's episode.
I know you are. This was Jill's idea, by the way.
So if you don't like it, you can blame me.
Yeah, exactly. I just realized you're wearing like a Sephora shirt right now.
Oh, yes.
With a black and white stripe.
Am I a cast member?
I think we need to tell people what the show's about so they get
yeah,
in on the joke.
It's true. Well, I know that this is the time of year when there's a lot of like, quote unquote, spring savings events.
Right.
And so I've really wanted to do an episode about shopping for beauty because there's a lot of places to shop for beauty these days. Direct to consumer, online, in store, department store, drugstore, Amazon. And then I think what's really popped off in the last like decade or so is just the loyalty points and how to shop beauty and how retailers are really trying to capture the beauty business with the best deals, the best loyalty programs. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm a bit lost in like the whole mix of all of them.
Yes, absolutely. And I think because we are editors and we're not actively shopping in stores as much as probably our listeners are.
Yeah.
So,
and the reason is for that, because we do get a lot of products sent to us gratis before the launch date to review them.
Media samples. That's right. So we wanted to get into your heads and just like what you're thinking. I think there are a lot of people comparing these programs. We've been asked before, like for Canadian listeners, how the Sephora loyalty program stacks up to Shoppers Drug Mart. And I think a lot of people compare Ulta to Sephora.
Of course.
So that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. Very exciting. We're going to be starting off with Jill's pick for a under the radar online retailer.
Yes.
A lot of you will know about this retailer, but there are a lot of benefits for shopping there. So Jill's going to fill us in on that. Then we're going to talk about our favorite department store and what the benefits are of shopping there. I'm going to do a head-to-head Sephora versus Ulta the best I can.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And then we're going to get into that Shoppers Drug Mart. Jill, you have a hack that you're going to share with us at the very end of the episode. Is that right?
Right. So this is like, I'm always amazed at these people who have like TLC shows where they're like, coupon cutie. And it's just like, their garages are full. And then they buy 7 carts full of stuff and their total is 11 cents.
Yeah.
So it's like, they know how to like stack these coupons.
Right.
And like, I'm kind of lazy that way, but I did find a hack to like stack deals. And I think that people will be interested in that. And I just think this really is all about shopping smarter, not harder. We know that people are trying to save as much money as they can, but they want to buy their favorite products. So we're just kind of lending a hand to help do that. And also we're going to be talking about some of our favorite products that we would spend our loyalty points on.
Exactly.
Right?
So that we're giving you a bona fide damn goods with some product recommendations as well. And I know we recently did our 7th anniversary episode, so everybody knows everything about us if you're a regular listener.
Yes.
But just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. We've been doing this for 7 years now. We are professional product testers. And we do this about once a month, and we also feature epic guests like Makeup by Mario, Kate Hudson, Tracee Ellis Ross, Pillow Talk Derm. No, I can't call her that anymore. Dr. Shireen Idris.
Jen Atkin was just on our show, which is also published on YouTube right now. So go and check that out. Subscribe to us on YouTube, on TikTok. And Also, I think with this type of topic, Carlene, sharing is caring.
Yes.
I think when I put out a call to our listeners about where they like to shop and what they do, like, honestly, people take, it's like a sport in a way. Mm-hmm. Like one
Absolutely.
Of our most loyal listeners, Kimberly, she was in our DM saying she literally has an Excel spreadsheet and she keeps track of all of the deals from like all the direct to consumer brands she buys from.
Wow.
And she knows what wow. time of year that they discount her favorite product.
Kimberly, care to share in our Facebook chat room?
Honestly. Kimberly, you might have some new followers if you start sharing that.
Right.
And people were really happy to share in the DMs I found. They were yes. like, oh, and that's, I think, the sign of like, good girlfriends. You're like, oh, did you hear about this? You got to like yes. scoop that up. And that's kind of what I want this episode to feel like for our audience.
Absolutely.
Like we're, and if you have a tip or a hack that we don't know about, because certainly we do not know them all, slide into our DMs and maybe we can get a conversation yeah. going on social.
Yeah, exactly. So we always post on social like the day we drop the episode or the day after. Mm-hmm. And so if you post there, then everyone can see it.
Yeah.
And of course, there's our private Facebook chat room. Y'all are welcome Yay. To join us in there. I actually shared a tip with somebody. They were asking about Nude Sticks, the blushes.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to be doing my research. I was on the Sephora site and they always have like flash sales, 50%
right.
off. And they had the Nude Sticks for 50% off that
Just day. That day. Wow.
And I like put in a quick note and the poster found it and purchased at 50% off. And I was like, yay, we did it together.
And also like, please use our links when you do that.
Yeah, that's true.
The affiliate kickbacks.
That's true.
Love that.
Help support us so we can keep bringing you these awesome episodes. So I think we should get into it.
Let's do it. Proud that Nutrafol is supporting our show this week. So did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women in their lifetime? And if you're among them, know that you're not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's just not openly talked about. So it can feel lonely. It can feel frustrating if you are going through it. So you can join the more than 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. So Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And me personally, I definitely notice the less shedding when I'm on my Nutrafol routine. I just take 4 pills alongside my breakfast every single morning. So you get into that habit and I notice for sure that it helps keep my hair looking full and luscious. And Nutrafol is physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, and the supplements support healthy hair growth from within. And it does that by targeting the root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism, because these things, they evolve throughout a woman's life. And because everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles like plant-based diets. So if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair, for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BREAKING. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair, including many hairstylists on this show. Once again, Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BREAKING. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hi, I'm Mary Alice Haney.
And I'm Dr. Thais Aliabadi.
Dr. A, as she is known, is a world-renowned OBGYN. And together, we're launching a new podcast, SheMD, to empower women to become their own health advocate.
We're providing women with the knowledge and tools to really own their own health.
With celebrity guests and today's leading experts, we're dropping episodes every Tuesday. So listen and subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
So, Jill, where should we start? I mean, I feel like people are shopping for various reasons. We have the Sephora Spring Savings event. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But first, I wonder how many people are filling their carts for Mother's Day and like looking for great gifts.
That's true. That's so true. Yeah. So the Mother's Day thing, I think that people are always shopping for fragrance. They're shopping for maybe their mom's favorite skincare. Like, I don't know how I feel about buying your mother an anti-wrinkle cream, but people do buy skincare sets if they know their mom loves it.
Absolutely. And fragrance, especially.
Fragrance
obviously.
Is huge. And I think that one place that I still think has the best in terms of gifts with purchase, it's still about the department store.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about this kind of off mic, and I was like, it's still, if you want that fun perk for when you're shopping or be incentivized to go in the store, it's still about the department store.
G with P, baby.
Yeah. And I think that department stores are still really doing it the best. And one of our longtime show partners, this is not sponsored, by the way, but one of our longtime show partners, Macy's, they have this loyalty rewards program. It's called Star Rewards. And you can get to the top tier if you have the credit card from Macy's, but they do have a bronze level. And apparently it's doing like gangbusters. And what I really like about the Star Rewards in the app, I highly recommend you guys get the Macy's app.
Yeah.
It's very personalized with the recommendations. It's it knows what I've looked at before.
Right.
And then it'll be like, oh, you looked at this perfume. We actually have a deal for this.
Yeah.
Where I don't find that it's that customized in a lot of other app experiences.
I'm not sure about other app experiences, but I know with Macy's, because I just remember looking into it because we have been a longtime partner, and you can save things that you like, so you can easily access it. So if there's a big sale coming up, you just go to your wish list and you see like what's, you know, if anything has gone on sale, which I think is great. And I do think they have like flash sales and things like that on the app.
Yes.
Now, last time I was there during the holiday season, I walked in and it was, speaking of the gift, like the gift sets.
Yes.
They were just bonkers. It was like everything was a gift set everywhere my eyes could see.
Yeah.
And so that's why I do think whenever I think of gifting, I do think of Macy's, quite honestly.
Yeah. And, you know, we're recording this right now and I want to shout out a couple of those. But, you know, keep in mind, these things are always changing and the availability is, you know, subject to stores and whatnot. But like Estee Lauder right now has this spend $85 and then you can choose your three-piece skincare gift, which is up to a $248 value.
Oh, cool.
Which is amazing. And honestly, they have this tote from Oscar de la Renta.
Yep.
If you buy their Alibi fragrance, which is like $115, you can get this tote, which is a free gift with purchase. It's like a raffia or a straw bag with like a scarf on the handle.
Oh, I like that.
Tell me that you would not bring this to Miami.
This is very Sofia Richie, like on the yacht.
And so sometimes you really like win big, I think, with some of these free gifts with purchase.
Yeah, the
and
merch.
Like, so just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are skincare stans, and that's probably one of the number one reasons that they come to us.
Yes.
And so you kind of set out to find like the best online retailer that's strictly skin and what some of those benefits are that maybe some people don't think of. I think everyone thinks of Sephora, Ulta.
Yeah.
So who did you want to highlight?
Well, I think one that's really competitive is actually Dermstore.
Okay.
So we link to them a lot in our Shop My Shelf. And I know people definitely click through and buy from those links. But you get, if you spend $1, you earn 5 points.
Okay.
And then as a Dermstore Rewards member, that's what it's free to join. You earn 5% back on every purchase.
Okay.
Plus you earn more points during multiplier events where you can get like 10 times the points, 5 times the points, whatever. And you can also redeem points without exclusions. So I think that that is huge.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Often you will see that, well, it's a great deal, but it doesn't apply to what you're actually wanting to purchase.
It applies to everything on the site. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's really good. What I think they do really well is skincare bundling. Mm-hmm. So they have right now the best of Dermstore, the serums kit.
Okay.
So it's a 13-piece limited edition kit of curated favorites. It's $150 with a $600 plus value.
Oh, interesting. So you can test them all and pick your favorite, and then maybe you're going to continue buying that one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And
cool.
And
are some of them in there?
There's Babor, there's Paula's Choice, there's Beauty Stat, there's Murad, and a lot of them are full size.
Okay.
So there's even PCA skin. So some of these brands that are lean a little bit into the Medi Spa vibe, Medica, even Incorrect Advanced Brightening Treatment, the Bio Effect EGF plumping, which is a very expensive product.
It is.
So
super expensive.
And you also earn 750 rewards point in purchasing this product. So I could see this type of link being sent in a friend's group chat. Hey, does everybody want to pitch in $25?
Yeah.
And then you can take split it up. Tradesies. You know?
You could split it up and everybody gets one. So just think, you could buy one of this entire, how many do you get in there?
There's 13 pieces.
Okay. Just think, you can buy one of these bundles with 13 serums in it, or one 5 mil Dr. Sturm serum.
Exactly.
In the candy shop.
I don't even know if you get 5 mils. That seems like a stretch. Yeah, we will not be covering Dr. Sturm's candy shop in this episode. I don't care what our points are.
No, no. Okay, well, that's so. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And I also like that they have a lot of SPF brands on that site.
Okay. Do they have K-Beauty as well?
They have a little bit, not so much.
It's not their focus. It seems like it's more like serious skincare. Do they have Medicaid?
They do.
I feel like a lot of people are talking about Medicaid lately.
Yeah.
Like I'll see it on, you know, like Reddit and in Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, the serious derm skincare, it seems like that's what Derm Store is all about.
Yeah. And they have everything from Elemis to Medicaid to, like I said, BeautyStat and tools and devices as well. So, and they have some fragrance, which is interesting.
Yeah.
That's Derm Store in a nutshell. And I'd love to work with Derm Store. Shout us, you know, call us, have your people call us, because honestly, we don't have any PR contacts with them. And I would love to know more regularly about the deals that they are doing.
That's true. One more question. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you'll know it. This is a real, I'm giving you the hard question
Hardball.
Here. Do you know how much 5 points is worth? Because you said every dollar spent, you get 5 points.
500 points is $5.
Okay, so that's less than Sephora, just saying.
1,000 points is $10.
But you get the points faster.
Yeah.
See, this is where you can't compare so
and
easily.
And then 1,500 points is $15. And one part, and these can be applied to checkout and points will expire. They're 365 days after they were earned. So I think that's an important thing to note, because I said at the beginning, you can use them on whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you got to use them
with
use them or lose them.
Wow. This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. All right. So our episode today is all about saving you money. And since I'm all about that, especially when it comes to getting a designer look for less, I need to let you know that Macy's is having their great shoe sale. Right now, it's 30 to 40% off the latest shoe trends for spring. And if you're looking for some inspo this season, Jill actually let me know about this wrong shoe theory trend all over TikTok. Have you heard about this? It's the idea that if you swap out a shoe that you'd normally think to pair with an outfit and put on something completely unexpected, suddenly it looks like the moment. It's like what a fashion stylist would do. So here's an example, a ballet flat with sporty tearaway pants, or running shoes with an elegant evening dress, that kind of fun mixing and matching. So let's talk about what I'm seeing on the Macy's.com website right now. They have a really great pair of ballet flats in vegan leather from Calvin Klein. They're giving the row and they're under $100. Amazing. I'm also really loving slingback kitten heels right now. I love to dress up oversized denim with these. And Lauren by Ralph Lauren has them at Macy's right now in black and a really great cognac brown that I have my eye on. So affordable. And don't forget, Macy's also carries Birkenstocks. They have the Madrid style with the big buckle in this off-white. I want those so badly. They're on my hit list. I would pair those with like a white summer dress, you know, the kind with poofy sleeves, just makes the whole outfit a little less precious with those. So you can play wrong shoe theory yourself this season without breaking the bank. From April 9th to April 21st, shop at Macy's.com or in stores to catch Macy's great shoe sale before it's gone. That's Macy's.com. And now back to the show.
Impress Beauty is one of our awesome show partners. Today's episode is all about shopping smarter, not harder. And I have the deal of the century coming in hot for you right here with two products that are absolutely getting ready with me game changers. So those are the Impress No Glue Manis and the Impress Press On Falsies Lashes. Both require no glue, so there's no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no annoying dry times, and no mess. Just one step and you're done. And they're so natural looking and comfortable to wear. And the Impress nails are totally on trend. There's so many sizes, shapes, styles, colors, and the lash style options are endless as well. The press-on falsies, they have this unique underlash application for a totally seamless look, and they're made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. And I've definitely put that to the test, even under hot TV lights, and I noticed that they don't droop at all. They're actually staying put. And the Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7-day secure hold. Honestly, they look just like you've stepped from the salon for a fraction of the price. So listen up. Here's the amazing deal that I teased. Simply visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code breakingbeauty at checkout for, get this, 25% off Impress Manicure and press on falsies. That's 25% off using code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout. We're going to link to this offer in our show notes and on our website.
So I'm going to get into my Sephora Ulta comparison.
Let's hear it.
So one thing I can say off the top is it was extremely challenging to compare Sephora and Ulta head to head.
Yeah.
And I think that's by design.
Right.
Because just the way that they've structured the whole entire loyalty program is that...
Are you talking about Sephora specifically?
Both of them.
Okay.
I don't know which one came first, but it's just... I'll explain it. I'm going to get into it, but it's really hard to like have a chart and put it head to head. I think they deliberately have different measurables and different incentives so that it's difficult to compare. Okay. So I'm going to start with Sephora Beauty Insider Benefits. Okay. So for every dollar spent, you earn 1 point.
Yeah. Okay.
But how many points is required to buy any one thing is a mystery.
Okay.
Pretty much. The one thing I was able to confirm with my PR contact is that 500 points is worth $10.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's the thing that can be very misleading is to be like, okay, Dermstore, you get 5 points for every dollar.
Right.
Whereas with Sephora, you only get 1 point for a dollar. But how many points does it cost you to buy any one thing?
Mm-hmm.
This is where it starts to get tricky.
Right.
Now, moving over to Ulta for a second, they actually just revamped their program. It used to be called the Ultimate. So now it's Ulta Beauty Rewards. So in January, they just did a overhaul of their whole system.
Okay.
Now, what I can tell you is the major difference with their point system is for every dollar you spend, you get 1 point per dollar with the basic membership. But when you go up to the mid tier, it's 1.25 per dollar. And when you go up to the top tier, it's 1.5 points per dollar. Now, one thing I do like about Ulta is they have a chart and we can link to this and it's right on their website. Ulta Beauty Rewards, and it says right here exactly how many points equals how many dollars.
Okay.
So 100 points is equal to $3 off any merchandise.
Okay.
250, $8 off. 500 points, $17.50 off. So what happens in these incremental stages is you actually, the more points you have, the more dollars off you get. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do get it.
So just going head to head against Sephora, 500 points we said was worth $10 at Sephora. Mm-hmm. It's worth $17.50 at Ulta.
Right.
Okay. Now, it's also worth saying at Sephora, there is no chart like this.
Yeah.
They don't have a chart like this. Okay. But they do have other benefits.
Right.
So let's go through them. So with Sephora, there are three tiers. There's Insider, there's VIB, and there's Rouge.
Okay.
Okay. And the Insider is free to join. Anybody can join.
I'm an Insider. Some stuff. Yes.
With VIB, you have to spend $350 a year to get that membership. Mm-hmm. With Rouge, you have to spend $1,000 to get that membership.
Right.
It's worth noting that with Ulta's three tiers, you have to spend a little bit more. So the basic one is free. Platinum, you have to spend $500.
Okay.
Diamond, you have to spend $1,200 a year.
Okay.
So it costs more to play.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting back to Sephora, what you get with all the levels of membership, you get free standard shipping across all levels. You get a free birthday gift when you spend $25, and you get a certain percentage off during seasonal savings events.
Okay.
Which again, like I said, is on right now until April 15th. So I think that's what most of us are familiar with
right.
the Sephora formula
yeah.
is you get 10% off as an insider, mm-hmm. you get 15% off as VIB, and you get 20% off as Rouge.
Yeah. I think the biggest benefit of Rouge is that you get to shop first mm-hmm. in the savings events. So
that's another
that's
benefit.
Huge at the holiday time when you want that advent calendar that you know is going to be so hot.
Yeah.
You get first dibs.
Exactly. So that's a major bonus. Now, what I will say about the Ulta Rewards program
yeah.
is that for the higher two levels, you get that first member,
okay.
that first access.
So Platinum and?
Diamond.
Diamond.
Whereas
shine bright like a diamond.
Exactly. But Sephora, you have to be at the tippy-tippy top.
Right, right.
Now, the other thing going down Reddit wormholes is that what I've heard is that with Sephora, what often happens is that when you want to cash in those points mm-hmm. on one of these Rouge gifts or whatever,
right.
they put it up what the Rouge gift is. And it's like within seconds, it's often sold out.
I'm sure.
And
I'm
so
sure.
some people are experiencing frustration where they're like, I don't want to use them on all these little sample-y things. I want a full size major something for spending all this money. And it's like those things are gone really quickly. So some people are getting frustrated about that. Anyways. Getting back to this idea. So I think that those seasonal sales are clearly the big Willy Wonka ticket where
yeah.
you get these varying percentages off based on where you're at, because I'm pretty sure that doesn't exist with Ulta. It's the converse. You get those different points per dollar depending on what you're, you know, spending.
At Ulta,
but you don't have, like, they have their semi-annual beauty events.
Mm-hmm.
So they have one in March and they have one later in the year, but that applies to no matter what level you're at.
Right.
So it's like for a 3-week event, they have beauty lovers can expect up to 50% off best-selling products across makeup, hair, skincare, fragrance, yada, yada. But there's no distinction between what level you're at of what the savings you're going to get. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why it's like really hard to compare. And I think these seasonal savings, that's why it's so major key
yeah.
for these Rouge and VIB members.
Right.
Now, the other thing I understand is that the birthday gift is a big deal.
Hell yeah. I always get mine.
Oh my God. People are like obsessed with this birthday.
Last year was gift. The way I wanted. It was so amazing because it's like travel sizes of all the stuff I love from Way, which is the detox shampoo,
yep.
the amazing body wash that smells so good. There was a mini fragrance, which I love to travel with. It made so much sense.
Okay. So how it works with the birthday gift, since we're going to go there, okay? The free birthday gift, if you're a regular member, you get 5 options, 5 choices.
Mm-hmm.
If you're VIB or Rouge, you get 6 choices. Now, Ulta has upped their game.
Okay.
When it comes to the birthday gift, because I think what was happening previously is that they were giving you a gift and you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't like that.
Right.
And I think based on the language that people were saying, like, this isn't even vegan and I exclusively buy vegan.
Oh, interesting.
That kind
okay.
of a thing.
And yeah, it needs to be more personalized.
Yeah. So people were getting right pissed. So this year, during that revamp they did in mm-hmm. January, the birthday gift is better. So you now get 2 times the points for the entire month. And the gift select, you get a gift selection. So if you activate those 2 times the points
mm-hmm.
and you get this $10 coupon, except the basic membership doesn't get the coupon, then you get to choose from a whole pile of gifts.
Right.
And I think like Charlotte Tilbury is one of them now. And then I'm pretty sure they both have multiplier events, you know, where you can get 2 times, 3 times, 4 times the points, all of that.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much the best comparison I could give.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
Well, there's 2 things that I wanted to bring up. And mm-hmm. I just did a little side research because I was thinking people might be curious, but this might not have been on your radar. I wanted to look up the Sephora and Kohl's connection.
Oh, yes.
Because there's so many more Kohl's locations than yes. Sephora locations. So Sephora Beauty Insider points can be earned and redeemed on Sephora purchases at Sephora Kohl's stores.
Yes, that's correct.
And Kohl's.com.
Yes.
Sephora at Kohl's purchases will also earn Kohl's rewards.
Okay.
But rewards issued as Kohl's cash are not valid at Sephora at Kohl's purchase.
Fair enough.
So, but you are getting double the rewards there. If you're going and you're spending at Kohl's, you're getting Kohl's rewards and you're getting the Sephora. Yeah, because it says Sephora at Kohl's purchases will also earn Kohl's rewards.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
So, and I know that that partnership has been so gangbusters for Sephora. Mm-hmm. And then the Target at Ulta, I also looked into. When you link your Ulta Beauty Rewards card to the Target Circle Rewards, you'll be able to earn Ulta Beauty Rewards points on Ulta Beauty at Target purchases. Platinum members that you talked about, so those are the medium members, they earn 1.25 the points, same things, 25% more, and Diamond earn 50% more. The other thing that I was reading before is about the people who spend the most at Sephora and Ulta are often the people who are buying services.
Right.
So they're getting a blowout. They're getting their brows done.
Yeah,
they're doing those little skin services, getting your makeup done.
Yep.
So those are, if you're like, oh, I don't need any more product, but I really am this close to getting.
Yeah. If you're somebody who wants to get weekly blowouts, absolutely.
Like Ulta has that for
Ulta has that, and you'll get the points on it.
Yeah.
The other thing that I neglected to mention is if free shipping is important to you.
Yes.
Free shipping is for all Sephora members.
Yes.
And for Ulta, it's only when you're the top tier and you spend $25.
Right. Okay.
And I actually think that's pretty big and like fine print.
Uh-huh.
That you do have to pay for shipping.
With some Ulta stuff.
With most Ulta stuff, unless you're at the top. Whereas at Sephora, you get free standard shipping.
Yeah.
Regardless of what level you're at. This episode is brought to you in part by Bond Charge, a holistic wellness brand founded on science and inspired by nature. Have you guys heard of Bond Charge? They're all about evidence-based products that help you sleep better, recover faster, reduce inflammation, basically perform better in your life. So things like blue light glasses, infrared saunas. I just got my first shipment from Bond Charge. It's the red light face mask. And I got it because I have all of this redness from rosacea. We've had so many derms and estheticians come on our show and talk about the benefits of red light devices, everything from wrinkles, acne, scars, wound healing, evening tone, supposed to be great for all of those things. And that's because red light therapy has been reviewed in hundreds, if not thousands, of peer-reviewed studies to show some pretty impressive health benefits without the risk of negative side effects. So picture this one. It's black with almost like a neoprene spongy material on one side. You flip it. It's got the LED lights on the other with the little eye holes. You strap it on, wear it for 10 to 20 minutes a day. And I really like that it's cord-free so I can wear it around the house. I like to wear it while I'm watching trash TV and folding laundry. Personally, there's a remote control so you can switch from the near infrared settings. So that's going to help boost circulation to the red light. That's going to help with that redness that I mentioned and also to kickstart collagen and elastin production, which is just the key to great skin overall. So if you want to try the Bond Charge red light mask for yourself, they ship worldwide with easy returns and exchanges and a 12-month warranty. And we have a promo code. Go to bondcharge.com and use coupon code BEAUTY to save 15%. That's BONCHARGE.com. Use coupon code BEAUTY to save 15%. Now, Jill, what would you buy with your loyalty points?
Ooh.
Give us like a few things that would be in your cart because we do get asked this all the time.
Okay. So I personally would save for a big ticket item.
Okay.
So probably right now I would be looking to buy something from Dyson.
Is that allowed? Is that included?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Often it is. Sometimes it's not. Not every retailer. Mm-hmm. That's what I would probably do. I also use my loyalty points like for real to purchase the stuff that I buy all the time, which is like my Armani Luminous Silk Foundation.
Yeah.
Because it is $90 Canadian dollars. So if I can even get $20 off, $10 off, like right now I have very minuscule. I have like 250 Sephora points. So I have to save for a little bit longer. In terms of the just dropped products, one that I really want to try and I would use my points for is the Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow Recipe Niacinamide Hue Drop. So this is like kind of their tinted version of their Watermelon Glow Drops, which I love. And it's like the Say Super Glowy Gel.
Right.
Idea.
Yeah.
And like the Victoria Beckham beauty one. Right. So that's something I really want to try.
Yeah.
What about you?
Interesting how everybody has knocked off that product. And, you know, I mean, I can see why, because it's my desert island product now. The Say Glowy Super Gel.
So good.
The bronze one, though.
Yes.
That's the one. That would be my desert island product now, which I think is pretty crazy, because if you had asked me like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would never think that it would be something other than a foundation or a concealer.
Right. Yeah.
But it just gives my face so much life, like difference maker. Crazy. Yeah.
Well, I think that the Glow Recipe one, why I am interested in it is because it is more skincare, I'm sorry, than the Say, which is makeup, right?
Yeah. But all of Say is like skincare makeup.
Yeah.
So, okay. Very cool. It's funny because I think we've talked about this in the past and you had said, you're all about re-ups
on
stuff that you regularly use. Whereas my approach would be items that I haven't tried yet.
Right.
So I'm fine to spend money on things like the Say Glowy Super Gel that I know is good.
It's your
and
fave.
I'll pay full pop for that. But if I want to try something new, I want a deal. So these are three things that I want to try.
Right.
But I don't want to pay full pop for it.
Right.
So number one is the In Beauty Project Extreme Cream.
Yeah.
Which, Jill, you and I were introduced to this product when we were in LA. We went to the event, the media event there.
Right.
And this is a, for lack of a better word, this is what it's called, okay? Extreme Cream Anti-Aging Firming and Lifting Refillable Moisturizer. And I have tried it. I really like it.
Basically, $65 in Canada, and it's pretty, it's really affordable, right?
It's $65 in Canada, $48 in the US. Yeah. So that's really what impressed me when we were talking to the founders, actually. Yeah. And one of them is a product developer.
Yeah.
And so she really sold us on that idea of, like, because she's a formulator, you know, she directly created this product.
Yeah.
And they go straight to the ingredient suppliers. They don't have a middleman. Usually you'd work with a contract manufacturer. They get their ingredients for cheaper. That was sort of the impression, was like, this product can go head to head with the big guns when it comes to a heavy duty product for wrinkles and firmness, but it's only like $50, which is kind of crazy. So it's chock full of like peptides mainly, and it's designed for firming, contouring, like less sagging. And it's good for all skin types. And I tried it, and it's a really lovely texture. Listen, have I used it for 3 months? No, I haven't. I can't give you those results, but that's what I would be purchasing, like something like that. I would want to try it and use it for like the full shabob to see
what
it
is. Up. Hashtag damn good, I think. I've been using it almost daily.
Yeah, it is, right? And it's unscented and all that. It's not going to bother my crazy sensitive skin. Now, the second thing I've always wanted to try, which you've talked about in the past, but is Refi Beauty.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
R-E-F-Y.
R-E-F-Y. I don't know if it's Refi.
Me neither.
Or Refi.
Yeah.
I knew it's from the UK, so I'll love it.
Yes. Yeah. But when we first started talking about it, I think that they first launched with brow products and lash products, like the Sculpt, because it's an influencer.
Jess Hunt,
I believe.
Jessica Hunt.
Who started it. And so she very much has that like Matilda Jerf kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
And she had these big, beautiful, like laminated looking brows. And I was like, oh my God, if you can get that with that brow product, that's like amazing. So I was really drawn to that. But I hadn't paid attention since they first launched in the last couple of years. And now when I was checking it out, they have so many products that look amazing. Like, I know you were just talking about that, the glowy super gel from Say, and the one.
The dew drops from
Glow Recipe.
Glow Recipe, yes.
Exactly. So they have a gloss highlighter that looks like it has that kind of luminescence in it. And I'm like, ooh, I'm so curious about that. It's just like all of these lovely cream bronzers and like that kind of makeup light that I personally like.
Yeah.
And it's just very appealing, like warm tones and going into spring.
Yeah.
I would love to try these products. And so if I could get those on points, honey, I am there.
Love it.
I'm there. So again, if you know of a secret, like amazing point system that everyone's sleeping on, drop it, not in our DMs, drop it in our Facebook chat room or on our comments
right.
on Instagram so everyone can
yeah,
hear
I
it.
Think what most people that I saw, like the sleeper mm-hmm. was the Dior loyalty points.
Really?
From the Dior direct to consumer, Dior Beauty. And there's four levels and you get like really good gifts.
Okay.
They're all opening them okay. on TikTok. Okay. So really quickly for the Canadian girlies out there, because I know that so many people shop, yes, at Sephora and yes, at the Bay or whatever, but like Shoppers just really is that girl.
Oh my God. We all grew up shopping our beauty products yeah. at Shoppers Drug Mart.
In terms of pioneering loyalty programs, they mm-hmm. really inspired so many loyalty programs because Optimum at one point was just for Shoppers Drug Mart.
Right.
Guess how many people in Canada have Optimum?
I don't know, but probably more than a beauty retailer because you can buy so many things there.
There's now 19 million people in Canada that have an Optimum profile.
Okay.
And we have like 35 million people in this country.
38. We had 38 in 2021.
Right.
So that's roughly half of the yeah. population has Optimum points.
An Optimum profile. It's yeah. wild. So back in the day, it used to only be at Shoppers Drug Mart. Now it's everything under the Loblaw umbrella. So that's Loblaw, No Frills. Shout out my friend Patty. Yeah. She wanted me to tell everybody that you can get your your Optimum at Esso as well. And so yeah. you can just buy so many things.
Yes.
Under this umbrella.
So you can collect points faster.
Exactly. Now, I personally right now have 25,000 points and I believe I mm-hmm. can get $20 off. So I think the secret with Optimum is just really all about using these multiplier events to get, you know, going in, getting 20 times the points, getting 30 times the points, getting these yeah. bonus points, and they really ratchet it up. And you can stack your points. And they said that keep an eye out for 20 times the points events. It's like getting 30% back in points.
Right. So this is the tricky thing because mm-hmm. remember when I was talking earlier and I said that 500 points at Sephora will get you $10 off.
Right.
Well, you'll get $10 off with PC if you get spend 10,000 points.
Right, right,
so
right.
it's so much quicker to accumulate yeah. those points. Like I'm buying Jane's Chicken Nuggets at right. Shoppers Drug Mart. I'm buying Tide and, yeah. you know, and beauty products and prescriptions and gas and all of that. So because of that, it's just a completely, you know, you can't really compare those apples to apples.
Right.
According to this Money Sense article, it says PC Optimum points have a value of 1%.
Yeah.
So 10 points are equal to 1 cent.
Yeah. So I think that that's very helpful. And I love Money Sense magazine. Actually, there's a lot of great stories on there. But, you know, I just think that Shoppers, it's try to avoid having an Optimum profile. It's kind of impossible, really.
Yeah.
And I love those 20 times the points events. I really do. Now, I just really wanted to quickly talk about
the hack you mentioned.
The
earlier.
Hack, which mm-hmm. we mentioned off the top of the show. And that is about Rakuten.
Okay.
So I don't know if you are familiar with Rakuten. I've always heard about it, but never really knew what to do.
Yeah. I mean, from what I gather, it's one of those like extensions that you can down install as your browser or something.
Right. So guess how many people in Canada have Rakuten?
Oh, another guessing
yeah.
game. Okay. 19,000? I don't know.
So 7 million.
Wow.
That's kind of a lot.
That's a lot, a lot.
Yeah. And in the US, it's 17 million.
Holy geez.
Yeah. They even have Kate Hudson in their latest commercial. They had a Super Bowl commercial
goodness.
With Kate Hudson.
Okay.
In there. So what you need to do, users need to sign up to create a Rakuten account, which can be on the website or on the app. It's free to join. And then there's also, as you said, this browser extension. So it's called the cashback button. And that will alert members to available offers when they visit a Rakuten merchant. And members, they have to go through the Rakuten website or app to shop. When they visit a partner's or retailer's website, Rakuten will then track the purchases and rewards them with a percentage of their total spending as cash back. And on average, members earned an average of $50 a quarter cash back.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's great.
If you're shopping anyway, why yeah. not? So I think that this is really the smartest thing for these for these savings events.
Mm-hmm.
So the representative at Rakuten had said a smart shopping strategy, which can be relevant, is that members are able to stack any existing deals on a retailer's website with Rakuten cashback.
Okay.
So for example, with the Sephora savings event, Rakuten savvy shoppers can get their Sephora savings and still earn cashback through Rakuten. So you get every 3 months, members will get their cashback via a check or PayPal for purchases posted during the previous quarter.
Oh my gosh. I wonder how many of our listeners are actually doing this.
I bet there's a lot.
Will you guys drop into our social media and tell us if you've done this, if you've been saving money, if you've been getting cash back? I'm so curious.
It's like the modern day version of a coupon cutter, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Or like people who search promo codes.
Yeah.
Or like hotel deals or, you know, to go to Great Wolf Lodge or something, which I have done before. Uh-huh. By the way, this is not an ad.
I know. We just did our homework. But I'm happy we did, because honestly, you and I have been talking about doing something like this for a while. And the landscape is a bit confusing.
Yes, absolutely.
And when people ask us, we need to know this information.
Yeah.
When we're doing our hashtag damn goods, you know.
Exactly.
Roundups.
Exactly.
And maybe next time we'll try to, you know, when we're doing a damn goods around a specific savings event, then we can try to incorporate maybe some of the best deals going. Mm-hmm. I know we've done that in the past for like gift guides.
Yeah.
So thank you everyone for tuning in. Check out our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. We're going to link to everything that we talked about today, including those products that we'd be, you know, spending our loyalty dollars on. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.